In the headlines, the calendar for the island's traditional December festivals have been officially launched under the theme, A Creole Christmas. The provision of healthy eating options to St. Lucian youth has been underlined as an achievable goal through the National School Feeding Program. And federal executions in the U.S. have been halted over concerns that the method of carrying them out may be unlawful. Details coming up.
Store's home is now open in the South. We're at the Gablewoods Mall in Latuni. Bed and bath items, small and large appliances, furniture, electronics, and much more. Plus, higher purchase, free delivery island-wide. Don't forget to earn your points when you swipe your Massey card. Shop for all the essentials for your home at Massey Store's Home in the South at Gablewoods Mall in Latuni.
Hurricane season is here and the time to be prepared is now. Your safety and the safety of your assets begins with you. So don't wait until the last moments to prepare. Make sure trees around your home are properly trimmed to avoid branches and roots from damaging your assets. Test your shutters and generators. Secure loose objects around your property. And remember, always be fully insured. Secure the right policy for your family, yourself, and your assets at Nagico Insurances. For more information and hurricane preparedness tips, visit Nagico.com and the Nagico Insurances Instagram and Facebook page. Be prepared and safe during this hurricane season. Nagico Insurances. Fast, fair, and always there.
Time flies. It's been 10 years since MNC Home Depot opened its doors in Viewfort. And we're celebrating the 10th anniversary on Saturday, November 23rd, with Out of This World Savings. 30% off store-wide. Plus, win fantastic prizes. Don't miss out. Join us for MNC Home Depot. 10th anniversary, Seth. One day only. Saturday, November 23rd at MNC Home Depot, Viewfort.
And now with the details of the news, I am Kiba Talium. The calendar for the island's traditional December festivals has been officially launched under the theme, A Creole Christmas. This morning's launch sought to highlight elements of training, development, and outreach executed by the CDF, as well as plans for the annual lantern competition, Festival of Carols, and the Festival of Light ceremony. Business and Development Officer within the Cultural Development Foundation, Jimmy Clavier, commented on the schedule of festivals for this year.
Today, the Cultural Development Foundation launched our December festivals, and that in itself is a multi-company collaboration between the CDF, the Mayor's Office, with the CCC, Fairly Belly, PCD, which is Peter & Company Distribution, through the Dutch Lady brand. And basically what we've launched today was the December festival, which comprises the Festival of Carols on December 1st, the Lantern Competition, which takes place on December 7th, and the Festival of Light ceremony, which happens on December 12th. The lantern making workshops are going on right now. We have them taking place in the primary schools around the island. We've got about 9 primary schools and one other after-school program through the NIC, where our facilitators have been going in and preparing young persons to actually participate and create lanterns for the competition itself, the national competition.
According to Mr. Clavier, the involvement of students in the annual creative workshops for lantern making is expected to significantly impact this year's output.
Thus far, in one of the spaces alone, there's about 20 lanterns being prepared, and we have about 9 spaces. So you would expect in a total from this, just from the schools and not even the general public as yet, there should be at least 100 to 120 lanterns being presented on the day of the competition. In addition to that, apart from the lanterns, what we've had is we've invited through the mayor's office, we have the the secondary schools competition, where we have 10 secondary schools participating, where it's a People's Choice Award, but it's a secondary schools competition, so the schools themselves are the ones who get their students to create the lantern and participate in this competition. The lanterns from that particular program are being displayed, will be displayed in the showcase, the celebratory showcase, on Bridge Street in Castries, and voting, since it's People's Choice, voting for that will take place inside the Feather Belly store in Glucora Mall. And apart from that one, we've got, as part of the Lantern competition, we've got the Dusty the Innovative competition, where today we the rep basically presented the elements for the competition.
Business and Development Officer within the Cultural Development Foundation, Jimmy Clavier. Representative for one of the event's brand partner, Dutch Lady, Candace Francis, commented on a new category to be judged in this year's festival.
Dutch Lady and the CDF have decided to have an innovative category where we're going to actually bring back the use of tins to the lantern competition. And all persons have to do is really purchase 5 tins or more of the 405 gram milk or tea, evaporated milk, and utilize that to create a design. There is a prize being given to the top 3 places, which would be $1,000 to the first place winner, second place would get $600, and third place would get $400.
Representative for the event brand partner, Dutch Lady, Candace Francis. The provision of healthy eating options to St. Lucian youth has been underlined as an achievable goal through the National School Feeding Program. The school feeding initiative has been identified as a critical component of the Safety Net program, which targets vulnerable students within the national education system and provides breakfast and a hot, nutritious meal. A series of health fairs hosted throughout 8 school districts have been executed by the Department of Education with support from the Food and Drug Administration in an effort to place further focus on U.S. sustainable goals. Development goals aiming to address poverty, zero hunger, good health and well-being. The events have also served as a means of educating the school population on non-communicable diseases among children while encouraging positive lifestyle changes. Coordinator of the school feeding program, Miriam Henville, commented on the intended impact of the initiative.
The student welfare unit partnered with the district offices where they'll be holding their road races for primary school students. So we found it a good opportunity to showcase healthy eating. A number of students are not into the fruits and the smoothies, so we partnered also with Ministry of Health to come on board to make smoothies, to make the banana bread, the banana cake, so that the children can sample the local fruits and how you can use it. Instead of going for the packaged snacks, this is a healthier option for them.
According to Henville, educating students on healthier options available to them at an early age can directly and positively impact their eating habits.
Recently, in the news, it was said that the Caribbean is the diabetes or amputee capital of the world. So we felt that if we start early, the children can get involved in healthy eating, and that would lengthen their life, because a number of students are taking insulin. So we want to help eradicate that, or just to curtail on it, so that the children can source the healthy options.
Representative of the Ministry of Health's Nutrition Unit, Molina Charles, who works within Regions 3 and 4, also commented on eating patterns observed with students.
We understand that nutrition is the different types of foods that we eat. Yes? Eating for healthy purposes. And we know that our children are very active, and they tend to go for the very sweet snacks, especially the sweet biscuits, cream filled, and they also go for the packaged snacks, the corn curds, the cheese sticks. And so we want to encourage them to eat healthy, so we have healthier options for them. Okay, and because it is their snack time is also part of their daily recommended amount for the day, we want them to choose healthier snacks where they could get nutrients, most of their nutrients, from the foods that they eat.
Representative of the Ministry of Health's Nutrition Unit, Malene Charles. Federal executions in the U.S. have been halted over concerns that the method of carrying them out may be unlawful. Five men were due to be executed in Indiana in December and January after the federal government earlier this year moved to resume executions. But a judge ruled that four inmates' legal challenges to the method of execution were likely to succeed. The execution of the fifth man was already halted in a separate court ruling last month. On Wednesday, District Judge Tanya Chuktan said four men would be irreparably harmed if they were to be put to death without being given the opportunity to have a court hear their case. The argument revolves around the lethal injection that would be used. Attorney General William Barr's announcement earlier this year lifted an informal moratorium on federal executions as opposed to state-directed executions that had been in place since 2003. That moratorium was in place because a series of court rulings against the common method of execution, which involve a cocktail of three different drugs in the injections. Now to the regional developments, brought to you with the kind compliments of Tire Zone.
Getting brand new quality tires and rims for your vehicles have never been so easy. Tire Zone in the blue building next to the VG roundabout sells tires for motorcycles for as low as $180. What? But that's not all. Tire Zone also stock tires for all types of vehicles, including 13-inch for as low as $99, 14-inch starting from $150, 15-inch starting at $185, 16-inch for as low as $195 and 17-inch starting from only $200. Why buy used tires when you can get quality brand new tires for such low prices at Tire Zone? Visit us in the blue building next to the VG roundabout or call 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Again, 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Email us at tirezone.slu@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram.
This is the Carib Update News Service and reporting, I'm Osling Crosby. Grenada MP resigns from ruling party and mulls about becoming opposition leader. This is the big story we are tracking this hour on the AM edition of Newsbreak for Thursday, November 21st, 2019. Details of this story and more straight ahead. Now for the details. Outspoken Grenadian MP Tobias Clement has confirmed that he has officially resigned from the ruling New National Party and is considering crossing the floor. At news time, there was no indication that he had contacted the office of the Governor General about officially becoming opposition leader.
I can categorically confirm that I have resigned from the New National Party.
What's your next move?
Well, I will definitely look to the constitution of our country for guidance.
The news of Clement's resignation from the party Wednesday threatened to overshadow the national budget presented in Parliament by Prime Minister Dr. Keith Mitchell. However, the development was not totally surprising, as Clement has openly feuded with the NNP and failed to show up at its recent convention.
Having an opposition in our country, is it a bad thing? Or having an opposition to government, is it a bad thing? At least seven budget cycles have passed.
Clement said he was proud to, in his words, stand up.
And if I'm the only person to stand up, then I will stand. I mean, what they say, come hell or high water, I will stand. Because that is who I am.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Keith Mitchell does not appear to be fazed by Clement's declaration, describing the move as healthy for the parliament. In fact, he said having opposition in the House is a good thing.
Being part of having one member of the opposition should not be. In fact, I think it's healthy in a sense. Okay. As I said, I wish him the best.
The Grenada economy grew a seventh successive year, this time by 3.2%. Prime Minister Dr. Keith Mitchell announced when he presented a $1.1 billion EC dollar budget Wednesday. Prime Minister Mitchell said growth in 2019 is mainly fueled by activities in the tourism, education and transport sectors, complemented by relatively strong performances
in the wholesale, retail and manufacturing sectors. Dr. Mitchell said the government collected more money this year than it had projected and spent marginally less than budgeted for a budgetary surplus. He said while unemployment is trending down, it is still a high 15%. In Dominica, 42 candidates have been nominated for the December 6th general elections in Dominica. Each of the two major parties nominated a candidate, each in the 21 constituencies. There were no other nominations. Speaking to reporters after his nomination, Skerrit expressed confidence of an overall victory in the polls.
From a national standpoint, we have absolutely no doubt that Labour is going to return victorious. We have seen the attempts on the other side. It's about destruction. It's about violence. The Labour Party has presented a vision for Dominica.
This is Newsbreak from the Carib Update News Service. In more news, a High Court judge in St. Vincent and the Grenadines has ruled to allow 10 churches calling themselves the Christian Coalition to join the government in responding to the constitutional challenge to the burglary and gross indecency laws there. Justice Esco Henry handed down the ruling on Wednesday, 1 week after hearing arguments from the Christian Coalition and lawyers for the claimants. Sherlyn Zeta Barnwell, one of the two lawyers representing the claimants, said that the judge agreed to allow the churches to join the lawsuit as an interested party. They will be allowed to file written submissions and make oral arguments to the court. However, in terms of evidence, the churches are restricted to filing two affidavits. Rising Jamaican sensation Koffee has been nominated for a Grammy Award in the reggae category. The nominations were announced Wednesday, and the winners will be made known in the new year. Koffee, who broke new ground this year with her work, was nominated for her album Rapture. Two legendary reggae groups which released return albums in 2019 were also nominated. Steel Pulse for Mass Manipulation and Third World for More Work to the Bone. The other nominees are Julian Marley for As I Am and the Sly and Robbie collection called The Final Battle, Sly and Robbie vs. Root Radix. This has been another edition of Newsbreak from the Carib Update News Service, the Caribbean's newsroom. Reporting, I'm Oslyn Crosby.
Getting brand new quality tires and rims for your vehicles have never been so easy. Tire Zone in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout sells tires for motorcycles for as low as $180. What? But that's not all. Tire Zone also stocks tires for all types of vehicles, including 13-inch for as low as $99, 14-inch starting from $150, 15-inch starting at $185, 16-inch for as low as $195, and 17-inch starting from only $200. Why buy used tires when you can get quality brand new tires for such low prices at Tire Zone? Visit us in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout or call 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Again, 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Email us at tirezone.slu@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Tire Zone.
To end the news, a recap of the headlines. The calendar for the island's traditional December festivals has been officially launched under the theme, A Creole Christmas. The provision of healthy eating options to St. Lucian youth has been underlined as an achievable goal through the National School Feeding Program. And federal executions in the U.S. have been halted over concerns that the method of carrying them out may be unlawful. This has been the Midday News Edition. I am Kiva Talium. Good afternoon.